This morning's scripture comes from Luke 22, 14 through 20. When the hour came, he took his place at the table and the apostles with him. He said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I tell you that from now on, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. Then he took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which has been given to you. Do this in remembrance of me. And he did the same with the cup after supper, saying, the cup that is poured out for you is the covenant in my blood. The word of God for the people of God.
So with those words of Jesus in our ears, you're going to see before you some images of people participating in this very celebration. And we just want to take a second to let those images sink in as we hear the words of Jesus.
And as you're seeing these images of people being served here in our church, and some are not in our church because the table of Christ in Holy Communion extends to the world, we want you to think about what you experienced in Holy Communion. What does it mean when you are given bread and cup? We see some of our youngest little ones here receiving communion. What has it meant to you over the years as you participated in services of sacredness, of holy time? And what does Christ want for us when we come to the table? As we've taken a breath, I asked you a few weeks ago, as we started this Dining with Jesus series, to think in your mind and what you know about Scripture, and to think of times when Jesus was at table, when Jesus was at table with others. And I want to guess that as you were thinking, you placed yourself probably at the Scripture that was just read from the Gospel of Luke. That one of the first, I know when I think about Jesus at table, I think about the Last Supper. And we didn't start there, we just started the journey, and there's so many places where Jesus, if you want to do a whole study, there's several places in Scripture of where Jesus dines with others. But this time when Jesus called the disciples forward to forever transform the Passover meal probably came to mind.
Absolutely. And as we were reading this scripture and thinking through it this week, there were a couple of things that stood out to us. And one is this language that Jesus used himself, where he says, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffered. And as we were talking, we were saying, you know, Jesus knows what is about to happen, right? So let's remind ourselves and place ourselves that this Passover meal happens right before Jesus goes to the cross, before he is arrested and suffers and dies. He knows all that the world is holding for him, all that is about to come, and yet here he is eager to sit and to eat with his friends, eager to take a moment and have time at table. And I think in a world where there is so much coming at us constantly, right, where we know all that life holds and what is coming down the pipe for us, it's so important for us to look at the model of Jesus, who eagerly wants to be at the table, to take a breath and a pause and simply be in the moment with his friends.
Yeah, I think, you know, as I thought about that, Lauren and I had some consultation as we decided to do this reflection together to set up our time this morning for Holy Communion, is Jesus being eager. I think that's a long vision of Christ. I can almost see the Christ of creation thinking, there's going to be a time. There's going to be a time when I'm going to extend this grace and this invitation to dine with me, to be present with me forevermore. And so what began on that Thursday night as the Passover was changed is something that is extended to each of us each time we have the opportunity to receive the grace of Holy Communion. And Christ, I want to think, I know, eagerly desires to meet us at that meal with the Spirit, with the transformation that takes place, that's in mystery, a mystery of grace, of where we come together and we extend, we open our hearts, and in the Methodist way, we come with open hands. It's a beautiful thing. I told Lauren as we were reflecting, probably, I don't know, I have so many, we just baptized beautiful children. I have so many like favorite moments in the church, but one of my favorite moments in the church is when I can just watch people coming forward for Holy Communion, Lauren, and to see the people of God come with open heart and open hands. Sometimes you come forward, you know, you come forward with a big smile on your face. You're almost like running to get to the communion cup. And sometimes you come with tears. And sometimes you just come with, it looks like, deep reflection in your heart. It is a beautiful thing to witness and to be a part of.
It's absolutely. It's beautiful, and it's that mystery that you speak of. And part of the beauty and the mystery for me is that Christ takes such a common moment, right? And that there, it's just bread. It's just cup. It is something terribly common. It's not a fine feast. We've talked about some of those, but this isn't it. It's a common daily moment, and he does it in community. And so those two things here, those two words resonated for me, that it's common and this meal is communal. And so I want you to hear that today, because as we leave this place, as we think about taking Christ's table with us, you can do it in the common daily parts of your life when we do it as a community, when we gather together, when we welcome one another, when we invite people in, and when we are intentional about how we open our table up.
And that extension of this common and communal allows us, what happens within us, inside of us when we receive this meal, it extends the grace of Christ out into the world. We're nourished in this place, in these moments, as Jesus said. You wonder, you know, we say those words, Jesus took cup and he took bread and he blew. Comes from the Gospel of Luke. You just heard and it was read. As those words are said, as Jesus said them on that Thursday night before he was arrested and before he went to the cross, they allow the grace of the Spirit to extend in us and to nourish us in a way that we can extend this table, the table of grace and the table of Christ, out into the world. And that's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing. And so today, our plan is for us to spend some time experiencing that together. This is about all you'll hear from Gina and me today, because we want you to hear and be with Christ and with one another. And so we're going to receive communion today seated at tables that you see before you. If you are online, I encourage you to get your elements and to receive communion as well. You can also come back at that 12:45 slot. But if you're online through the website, your chat host is dropping the activities that they're going to be doing here in the sanctuary. You can do those online as well and participate. But for our online folks, I want you to be involved in that way. And for those of you here in person, your ushers are going to be guiding you forward to table. You're going to sit. If you are unable to come forward and sit, our ushers are always on the lookout for you guys. And so we still want you to receive communion. If you are not comfortable sitting near others, especially for safety reasons, there'll be someone serving behind the masked only section who will serve standing for those of you who don't feel comfortable sitting that close to one another. But I would encourage you to come forward to table where you will sit and spend some time eating at the table of the Lord.
And that moves us to the table now. We have a tradition as we join the church, as we've thought about and we've reflected together today, of sort of moving to God to clean the slate, if you will, to offer our hearts to Christ and to do that as a communal, again, very common language, but a communal way to confess. And so I call you this morning to a prayer of confession. It's a historic prayer. It comes from our hymnal, and I hope that it'll come up on the screen here. Here we go. So I invite you with us to pray this prayer. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole hearts. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against our neighbors. And we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love for us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Amen.
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 Our God first created the world and made this earth out of which we grow grapes and bread. And so when we come to this table, we remember God, our Creator, who offers us these gifts from the earth and who sustains us through God's creating power. And here at this table, with the words of Jesus in our ears, we remember and give thanks for Jesus Christ, God's only Son, who through his baptism, through his suffering, and through his death, gave birth to us, to Christ's church, whom Jesus calls together to the bread and the cup and makes us one body, just as there is one loaf.
On the night in which Jesus was gathered there, knowing everything that would come, knowing that the disciples would betray him and deny him, think about it, he still took bread. He blessed it to his heavenly Father, and he broke the bread that night. And as we heard from the Gospel of Luke, he shared it with the disciples, saying, "Take and eat, all of you. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And on that same night, as Luke's gospel recalls, Jesus took a cup, he blessed it as well, and he offered it around table to the disciples, saying, "Take and drink of this, all of you, for this is the cup of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Drink of this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
And so, in remembrance of your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving, and we join together to pray that Christ would be present. Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and cup. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. It's always with joy in God's church to extend the table of grace to all of you and to say that there are no barriers to that grace. You don't have to be a member of our church today. You don't have to be United Methodist. This may be your first Sunday here. As long as you seek to follow the ways of Christ, you are welcome at Christ's table. You are welcome to receive this grace and in the mystery of that grace to let it transform your heart. And so as we do it today in a different way, your ushers and those at table with you, Lauren's given you some instructions. They're going to walk you through this, so don't be nervous. And you're going to have some time to spend. As you receive at table and receive in community around tables, and then as other people have their time to make it to the table. So during this time, you were given on the way in, you were given a little sheet, a devotional sheet, and I think that's going to come up on the screen now. If you didn't get one of these, you can raise your hand and the ushers will get one to you. But you can see you have some things that you can do during this time as well. We're gonna start, our band will be serving, and then they'll kick in with some music a little bit later on. You'll see that there's a Menti poll that you can place your thoughts about communion in that Menti poll space in a few minutes when that comes on the screen, and you've got instructions to do that. It's just gonna be a word cloud of your thoughts about communion. And then there are other things. You can pray, you can look at some scripture, there are Bibles in the pews. You can write and reflect. And then there's additional communion resources. If you're just taken to this place where you think, I want to know more about Holy Communion, this is just calling my heart to want to know more, then you have some things at that last bonus link there and the QR code that you can reflect upon, or you can even take deeper. There's some books there that we would recommend that you might read about Holy Communion.
Absolutely. And so I would like to invite forward those who are taking the elements to the table and the servers to come and take your place at table as we prepare for the table of the Lord to be served.